Wake Up with Greg and Ali.
Russell Morris, you must be happy about coming to the Top End.
I'm actually not looking forward to it because I'm only going to spend one day there.
Yeah.
And I really love... I love places like Litchfield Park and Berry Springs and things. I just love it up there. It's fantastic.
Oh, aren't they beautiful? Well, the weather's fantastic at the moment. So, we're really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to getting up there. It'll be great. It's one of my favourite parts of the world, and I hardly ever get up there because they tend to not... That's why we're coming up as a duo, because normally they just... It's too hard to fly bands up there. It's so expensive and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
So we're just coming up and we're doing a duo show, which should be a good show. And looking forward to getting back there again, because some of my friends are up there and want to catch up.
So what can we expect from your gig at the Lost Ark on Friday?
Well, I'll be doing most of the things from my most successful albums, Sharkmouth, Van Diemen's and Red Dirt.
But the trilogy.
As an entertainer, I do have an obligation to people who spend their money and come to the shows, and some of them still want to hear some of the older stuff.
There were so many great songs, though, and it was great that in recent times, over the last 4 or 5 years, you've been able to go on a different slant, as it were, and sing about the country you love.
Well, what it was I'd had success in the 70s, late 60s and 70s, and then chart-wise, I'd had nothing for 30 years. I'd been working around the country and playing those songs and doing quite well, and I'd done 5 albums, and they'd all sunk without a trace.
Mm.
And I thought, well, I'll go back to what I started doing, because the first album I got was the Rolling Stones, which was the one with I'm a King Bee and Can I Get a Witness and Mona and all. And that was rhythm and blues and blues. And that was what really made me love music.
Mm.
So I went back to that and started listening to my favourites like John Lee Hooker and Robert Johnson. I thought, I'm going to do an album like this. And it was only when I was in Sydney, I'd written about 4 songs that were rubbish, to be honest. And I was in Sydney and I saw a photograph in the paper of Thomas Archer, a criminal, being arrested in 1916. It spoke to me. It said, write a song about me, son.
Mm.
Tell the world that I lived and breathed and walked the streets of Sydney and scared the hell out of everybody. And that's how it started. And once I'd written that song, I thought, now I understand. If I'm going to write roots and blues music, I've got to write about here, my roots and blues, not Mississippi or New Orleans. I didn't live there and I don't understand it. So at least I understood what I was writing about and felt it very strongly.
You obviously had to, experience it to share it.
That's right. And I grew up in the back streets of Richmond in Melbourne, which is a very industrial suburb. And there were lots of criminals came from Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Squizzy Taylor was from Richmond and all those terrible criminals from the 20s. And then, of course, the gangland wars in the 80s were all, 27 people were murdered down here with the Gangitanos and the Venomans and all those sort of wars.
Do you enjoy playing the format of a sound lounge, like we'll be performing at the Lost Ark on Friday night, intimate atmosphere?
Yes, I do, because I blab off at the mouth. I've got verbal diarrhoea sometimes. So sometimes I talk more than I sing, so I've got to be careful not to talk too much. Because I'm passionate about the stories of Australia, and I'm passionate about our country, of course, as we all are. So, and it's a great pleasure for me to be able to communicate in a way with people like that and in that way, and to tell them certain stories that they may have not have heard of or things like that.
Well, there aren't too many artists these days that share stories of our country. I mean, do you think the musical landscape has really forgotten how important that is?
Oh, they do in the country era. All the country artists tend to sing about it, but no one else does, you know. And I remember, even harking back to, it was a great breath of fresh air when Skyhooks sang songs about Australia. And listening to Tucker's Daughter. What a great song.
Yeah. But you know, that were a couple of decades ago now.
I love that touch. Midnight Oil would do it.
Mm.
And I really like that touch because it's us. It's our identity. And it's great to be able to just do certain songs like that. And it's lovely. And it gives our music a special stamp as well. Takes us away from everybody else.
Well, we are so excited about your gig at the Lost Ark. It's part of our Mix 104.9 Spotlight Lounge series. And we can't wait to see you. Thanks for your time this morning, Russell Morris.
Thanks very much, and thanks for your help.